The name of the patient is Robert Vance. The last name is V-A-N-C-E. This is a clinical case of a ...93-year-old white male that is following the in the clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 4, period. The patient had imaging during the first part of the year. The CT scan revealed a bilateral renal cortical scarring with minimal to mild atrophy and without evidence of obstruction. This is an ongoing process. He has remained with a serum creatinine that is oscillated between 2.8 and 2.5. The latest determination was on May the 21st, 2024. The patient had an estimated GFR of 23. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. There is no evidence of hyperkalemia. The potassium is 4.4. The albumin has been improving gradually and now is at 4 grams per cent. The liver function tests are with the normal limits. The patient had a two-plus protein in the dipstick in the urine. There is no evidence of hematuria, and the microalbumin creatinine ratio is 1,419. And the protein creatinine ratio a little bit above 2,000 milligrams. The patient is asymptomatic. However, we are going to attempt the use of SGLT2 inhibitor, Farxiga, 5 milligrams, that we are going to start giving every other day, and I'm going to check the patient with a basic metabolic profile on the 11th of June of 2024. If the patient maintains the kidney function or improves it, we will keep the therapy or increase the Farxiga to 5 milligrams on a daily basis. If the opposite happens, the Farxiga will be withdrawn. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. Following number, benign prostatic hyperplasia. The patient was evaluated by the urologist that he has in Lakeland, and basically, the patient was disappointed because due to his age, they are not going to offer any procedures. They say that he has to live with it, period. Whether or not this obstruction is playing a role in the CKD4 is unlikely. We didn't see any hydronephrosis or calyectasis in the CT scan that was done at the beginning of the year, period. Following number, anemia. This anemia is related to chronic kidney disease, has responded to the administration of iron. The hemoglobin went up to 11 from 8.9. At the time he was released from the hospital in January. following over hyperlipidemia that is under control, following over osteoarthritis. We are going to follow him in October when he returns to this area.